And it's hard to believe, but we are already heading into week 11 of the NFL season with a highly anticipated matchup Monday night between the Los Angeles Rams and Kansas City Chiefs. Both teams are 9-1, so we may be seeing a preview of the Super Bowl. Who knows? Here now, sports analyst Mike Pesca, also host of the daily podcast The Gist, is here. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
And first, there's a tough backstory here. The Rams are from L.A., and some players had to evacuate their homes because of the fires.
Yes, players, coaches. In fact, in their game against Seattle, I think 70 coaches, players, staff had some sort of effect, including evacuation. So this week, and there's a backstory that we'll get to about the scheduling of this game. This week, the Rams have been training in Colorado, training at altitude, because the game we're talking about, this Monday night game, was supposed to be played at altitude in Mexico City, but it's been rescheduled. And so there is, I think, depending on how you look at it, either a lot of upheaval, or it's also been reported that a little bit of a respite from these troubles because they're at a pretty nice resort and they're staying with their family. And so maybe to some extent it takes their minds off what's going on back home.
I mean, the players have said they recognize how lucky they are because they have the Rams organization to help them and their families out. Others, you know, don't have that. But you mentioned Mexico City. The Rams and the Chiefs were supposed to play in Mexico City, but they switched back to L.A. because of the poor field conditions at the Mexico Stadium, apparently a combination of rain, soccer, and a Shakira concert. but why were they going there in the first place?
Well, first of all, it has been widely reported that it's Shakira, but, you know, her concert was in October. There was a recent concert last week. So hips don't lie, but I think the New York Post may have when they blamed Shakira on this one. It's part of the NFL's outreach, international outreach, to play games overseas, and they've played over 20 games in London. And they've played games in Mexico. Mexico City's a metropolitan area with 22 million people, potential fan base. And I think the NFL looks at the NBA, and the NFL is a bigger enterprise in every way except international outreach. And football, American football, as it's called, is a really American sport, much more so than the other big team sports. And the NFL says if we're going to grow this sport, it will probably be internationally, considering that levels of play domestically are actually going down, what with concussion concerns.
Right.
So it was totally a smart move to play there. And I think it was a wise move to pull up stakes because the field is just terrible and potentially dangerous.
Yeah, but going back to Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, won't there be still smoke issues in LA?
At the game in San Francisco last week, there was also smoke issues, but it won't be so oppressive as to be anything other than maybe a small nuisance, from what I'm told.
All right, look, the teams. Let's get to that. Chiefs averaging 35 points a game, Rams about 34. Which players should we be watching if you're just tuning in?
The Chiefs have a great player at every skill position, and their young quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, who was on his way to being maybe a baseball superstar. His father was a major league player, and he throws like a shortstop from different angles. He's so creative and fantastic, and they have such a speedy receiving core and running back core that, you know, it's so hard to contain them, like you said, over 30 points. In fact, we should note that the over-under in this game, which is the total points that both teams will score, according to Las Vegas, is the highest that anyone can find. So this should be
like 70.
Yeah. It should be. It's going into it. It's predicted to be the highest scoring game ever. It won't be, but, you know, just that alone. And there's another stat about offenses that both of these teams are averaging over 6.9 yards per play, and you know it only takes 10 to get a first down. So
I do know that.
That's the highest. Yes, there's never been a team that's done that, and now we have two teams averaging 6.9 yards per play.
Okay, so good game. You want to venture a guess?
So if you look at, I'll defer to Los Angeles. The Rams were a favorite when it was to be played in Mexico. Now that it's a home game, it's technically a home game then, but it's an actually home game in their home. Las Vegas is saying they're more than a field goal favorite. But I don't know, because I wonder about all the back and forth. All the Chiefs did was stay in Kansas City, train, and then they were going to fly. So instead of flying to Mexico, they're flying to Los Angeles. But the Rams have been to Colorado. They were going to go to Mexico. Now they go back to Los Angeles. I think routine is really really important, especially when you're playing a great, great team like each of these are. So because of that, I might pick the underdog in this one. I might pick the Chiefs.
Right,
I will say that I don't know what the stakes are necessarily, because I think both of these teams are all but certain to make the playoffs. And like you previewed, they could meet in the Super Bowl.
But I just want to add, in the few seconds we have, the Rams have already given out thousands of free tickets to first responders, survivors of the fire, survivors of the shooting a week ago in Thousand Oaks, where some of those players live. They could have the emotional edge. Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst, also hosts the podcast The Gist. Mike, thanks as always.
You're welcome.